Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States attacked militants in the Middle East Sunday. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The United States carried out airstrikes Sunday evening near the Iraq-Syria border on Iranian-backed militias. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement that the strikes were ordered by President Biden in retaliation for a number of unmanned aerial vehicle attacks on American personnel and facilities in Iraq, calling them a matter of self-defense. It's the second time in his 5 months in office that Biden has ordered an attack on targets in Syria, the last coming in February in response to a rocket attack on American forces. The Pentagon says there have been a handful of UAV attacks and dozens of rocket attacks on U.S. forces in the area, prompting the latest round of airstrikes.
Iran's Ayatollah regime has refused to provide the images of its nuclear sites to the International Atomic Energy Agency. On Sunday, Iranian officials announced the monitoring agreement has expired. USA Radio News.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
The Delta variant of the COVID-19 is making its way around the planet. Brad Bernards explains.
Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of the World Health Organization, told journalists at a regular briefing that Delta has been identified in at least 85 countries and is spreading rapidly among unvaccinated populations.
There is currently a lot of concern about the Delta variant. And WHO is concerned about it too. Delta is the most transmissible of the variants identified so far. Has been identified in at least 85 countries and is spreading rapidly among unvaccinated populations.
A surge in cases translates to more hospitalizations, which continue to stretch healthcare workers and health systems while putting more at risk of death, according to the WHO chief. From the West Texas USA Radio Newsroom, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Oregon has announced they will be offering all illegal immigrants in their state free Medicaid on the dime of the American taxpayers. Albanian-born, now U.S. citizen and attorney Peter Lamage on Fox News says every American should be outraged.
This is an insult to every American citizen to begin with. It's an insult to everyone who came to the United States legally. Well, what the Democrat Party is doing right now, they are promoting chaos, lawlessness, and rewarding people who come to the United States illegally. As a matter of fact, they are enticing them to come over here. Oregon is not the only state that is providing benefits to illegals that are greater than the benefits that are providing to American citizens. And there are some cities, actually, including New York City right now, that they are having discussions as to whether illegals should be allowed to vote in the United States. What is the point of being an American citizen any longer? What is the point of coming to the United States legally any longer? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is an insult to each and every one of us who followed the law to come here in the proper way. Right now, the Democrat Party is trying to bring as many illegals to the United States as possible. They want to use that as a sort of future votes because they are running out of other voters in the United States. In order for someone to come to the United States legally right now, the sponsor would have to file an affidavit of support, which is a document, is a contract between the individual who is coming to the United States legally and the American citizen to make sure that they don't become public charge. If you and I were to violate the laws of the United States after due process, we will get to receive some sort of punishment.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. We're still in Dallas, Texas. No, it's not a nightmare, and it's a beautiful dream here. We're here for NRB 2021, and we have Neil Mammon in the house here. Neil, it's been a while since you and I talked, and a lot has happened. What has it been, almost 2 years? Since?
At least.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. So, you know, good to have you here so that we can get an update on what's going on with, you know, Every Black Life Matters. You're Executive Vice President and Co-Founder of the organization. Tell us about it.
Well, we decided that, actually my wife noticed that many Christians were being fooled by the BLM movement because they're not racist. They want to declare that they're not racist, right. But yet the BLM movement is a Marxist organization. They practice witchcraft. They don't believe in fatherhood. They don't believe in biblical sexuality. And yet a lot of Christians were attracted to that because they didn't have an avenue to express that they weren't racist. So so we talked about it, and I contacted Kevin McGarry of the Frederick Douglass Foundation, and I said, hey, you guys need to start something. He went to the national office. They said, well, we're a bit busy right now. You and Neil should start something. So we ended up having to be the ones. Yeah. So we decided that we needed to have a response, a biblical response, a patriotic response, a free market response to BLM, but it was still standing for black lives. Because while every life does matter, black lives are under attack right now. Because if you look at what's happened in the last few years by the government,
yes,
there's been a concerted attack on the black family. Because right now, something about 72% of all black kids are born in fatherless homes.
Exactly.
As a direct result of welfare policies paid by the government to actually take the father out of the house. So we said we gotta come be in the same lane. Yeah, black lives do matter, but every black life matters.
Exactly. And beyond that, every life matters because to God, God is life.
And he doesn't see the difference.
That's right, exactly. I mean, hey, look, we have a good God that's colorblind, thank God, you know. And we need to follow his lead. And of course, before then, all this since 1973, Roe v. Wade, this is the irony of it all. You have people saying black lives matter going, wait a minute, do you realize what kind of Holocaust has been going on?
Genocide
that's been taking place since 1973.
Yeah.
What, 40% of the abortions have been...
If you think about it, there are 44 million African Americans today, and there would be 64 million. So almost 50%. There would be 50% more African Americans, but 20 million of them were killed in abortions. And this is targeted, by the way.
Yes.
Margaret Sanger back in the 30s said, we don't want the word to get out that we want to eradicate the Negro race.
Right.
And she was a eugenicist, and she was looking to purify the race.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't take that quote out of context. That is the context.
That is, exactly. And but again, this is what ignorance does. And how, through this consuming, you know, culture that we have. It's all about consuming. It's all about convenience. And, we're pregnant, so how do we do this? How do we erase, supposedly this mistake, right?
But the government has been very proactive in pushing that because we're funding abortions.
Exactly.
But now, so you have to understand how this all works. So let's say I run into a BLM protester, and I ask, and we want to do this in a kind and loving way, because
sure.
Many of them are not the violent kind. They're, in fact, many of them are just kids.
Yeah, right.
You just bought into this.
Exactly.
If you see a BLM protester, and we recommend, you can go to our website, www.everyblm.com, everyblm.com. And so if you see them, you don't want to get into arguing with them. Just say, do Black Lives Matter to you? And of course they're going to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so you say, well, let me ask you this. You know that because of government policies in the welfare area, 73% of African-American kids are born in fatherless homes. So as a result of that, there's more violence, gangs, drugs, suicides, low literacy rates. And guess what? Young women start to get sexually active earlier because they're looking for that father figure, they're looking for belonging, right?
Exactly.
So do you think those fatherless black kids matter?
Mm-hmm. Right, matter? Right, exactly.
And of course they're going to have to say yes, because what are they going to say, no?
You know? Right, right.
And then you say, as a result of those government policies, now we have bad schools. The inner city schools are horrible. They're full of violence and crime and everything. And so these young black men and women are coming out with an 18% literacy rate.
Right.
Now, back in the 1930s, at the height of Jim Crow, the literacy rate was something like 70%.
Exactly.
Right? So it's gone down.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, 68% of black parents would like a voucher to send their kids to something besides a gang-infested public school.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the unions and a certain party won't let them
do that. Well, we know that. I mean, it's been the Democratic Party. It's in their platform.
Exactly.
I mean, you got to call it out for what it is. And this is why more people of color have realized the facts.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get out of the emotion, because it's very difficult when somebody's at the emotional level, because then it's just, it becomes an argument. That's why these probative questions that you ask are bridge builders to a reason-to-reason opportunity.
Right.
But if they can't reason...
Yeah, then you're lying.
Yeah, you're going to end up maybe in a very heated argument that could lead to something even more complicated.
So we said, you know, those schools tell Black Lives Matter,
yes, right?
And then the last thing we do, and we have a little pamphlet that you can download on our website that goes through this, and the last thing we say is, like, you know, if Black Lives really matter to you, then do the baby Black Lives Matter, because 20 million African-American babies have been killed by Planned Parenthood and other abortion orgies. But 79% of all Planned Parenthoods are located within walking distance of our African-American community.
Yeah.
By design. My question is why? Because they only consist of 13% of the population. So why would 79% be in there? And why are funds going to kill them? So do those baby Black Lives Matter to
you,
right?
Exactly.
And of course they're going to say yes, at which point you can say, so really, you're not really on BLM side, because everything I told you about BLM is against or for the bad part.
Right, exactly.
And so you should be with every Black Lives Matters, and you should come with us, and we can solve these problems, because they're not hard to solve.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're saying is we're upping the ante. You care about Black lives that were killed by police officers? That's okay. We agree that there needs to be some criminal justice reform. But what we're saying is that we need to up the ante, and millions of babies of African Americans are being killed and being affected. Aren't those the more important problems we should be dealing with?
Exactly. And if anything truly is systemic, that is systemic.
It is. It definitely.
You know, when you really understand that in every aspect of life that blacks and people of color are subjected to,
yep.
And it's by design, it's by... And it makes you wonder, and you go, okay, why? And we go, can you say control?
Well, not in control, but they want to keep this population in a lower, poorer, unable to influence America. And so that is systemic racism, when they're actually purposely doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing is, you can see this happen.
Exactly.
And they don't care.
Well, but I'll tell you, more and more are starting to, and that's why they're freaking out. I think that's one of the reasons why they've opened up the southern border the way they are, because these are new Democratic voters. Because they don't know better, which on one hand they think they don't know better, but the other hand is that in some cases these people are coming from socialist communist countries and where there's oppression, and they're going, hey, and they come here and they go, what is going on, you know?
Yeah, and most of those are Catholic faith and they're pro-life, so you think that...
Well, and that's the other thing, too, because, Neil, like, I get beat up all the time. I mean, and people are critical of me, and they say, well, you're Hispanic. I mean, you should do this. I go, you have no... You don't even have any clue whatsoever.
Absolutely.
Yes, I am Hispanic, but I'm God-fearing and God-loving and people-loving, and I want what's best for all sides. And then I go, do you want to talk about human trafficking? Do you want to talk about these young boys that have incredible amount of potential and they're being used as drug mules by the cartel? I mean, how much are you really aware? You know, it's the same thing like Black Lives Matter and these other things that we're talking about in our culture today. And I'm so grateful for all the great work you've done and how you've empowered the people. We're going to continue this conversation. Stay with us. We got more from Neil after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
When you speak, I found the sound of peace, peace, still.
Jeremy Camp's new song, When You Speak. And, you know, it's often interesting how people hear the voice of God, Neil. And, you know, as the prophet himself realized, it wasn't necessarily an earthquake or, you know, a loud sound or anything like that. It was with a whisper. And sometimes we have to be still.
Amen.
Be still and know that God is God, that all these things that we're dealing with and we're trying to co-labor with Him on, He is in charge and He's got a plan for all this. And, you know, I think that, you know, here it is for what happened, you know, when the children of Israel were participating in idolatry and in a sense that was, you know, ancient history, but ancient types of abortion and the elimination of children. And God said, I don't know how did you come up with this idea? You know, I never asked, I never required that. You know, but this is the human mind and what we've gotten to, that you can have somebody like a Margaret Sanger think it's absolutely okay to annihilate people on purpose, by design, and then to get other people, political figures, whether it's Hillary Clinton, you know, go on down the line of, you know, Democratic leaders over the years who've been awarded a Margaret Sanger Award, and it's like all honor and glory. But it's interesting, with all the cancel culture they go after, it's amazing how they've avoided some of those areas, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Although now the New York Planned Parenthood did come out and say Margaret Sanger was a racist.
Right, right.
And what's interesting now is, like, we were in a city in Wisconsin a month ago or so, and Kevin McGarry, my co-founder, said to the mayor, I said, look, if you really want to show you're not a racist, because they were trying to come up with a non-racist critical race theory stuff, and said, if you really want to show you're not a racist, you should condemn Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood.
Yes. Right.
They got really upset about that. It was a tweet war going on.
Right, I bet. That hit a little too close to home, right? But, you know, the thing is that because of this relevant culture that we live in and the abandonment of God's truth and principles, this is where we're at.
Yeah.
Why things in a way are just so confusing. And, you know, I my prayer is, God, how much longer? When is there a voice? Is there many voices? Because even when Billy Graham, and I was so honored to serve in Crusade 1985 in Los Angeles, there was absolutely amazing. I could tell you the stories. We could be here all day talking about the experiences and the miracles that happened. But it was just so, you know, so amazing. And even Billy Graham would say, you know, before he died, which he rarely commented on, anything that had to do with, you know, the prophetic and that, he just said, yeah, we're living in the last of the last days. And I said, God, now that Billy's gone, who? And he says, many.
Yeah.
There's many voices, you know.
The remnant.
You know, like yourself and, you know, what you and, you know, Kevin McGarry have been able to, you know, construct here. It's lots of voices in lots of areas right now, because this culture is being attacked on so many levels and so many angles, right?
Well, I mean, you could see it's definitely demonic. There's a lot of, because it's a spiritual battle. Because you see, you look at something that's so obviously wrong and you go, isn't this obviously wrong?
Right.
And they're embracing it. I mean, think of critical race theory where it's telling everybody who's, and so we fly around the country talking about critical race theory as well, because that's a huge thing. I mean, if you want to bring a race war between people, then tell one group of people that they're racist no matter what, and there's nothing they can do to fix it.
Exactly.
And you have to now be discriminated against in the future. Well, at some point, people are going to say, no, I'm not going to do that. It's always dangerous for a minority to make too many demands of a majority, especially when they're bad and false.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing that's so ludicrous about this, at least in my evaluation of it all, to your point, is that this doesn't make sense. And when you look at it, even the Black Lives Matter movement, such a small minority.
Yeah, yeah.
But look, we saw what happened in Germany. Not everybody was a fascist, only 10%.
Yeah, yeah.
And they controlled 90%.
Because the rest were useful idiots.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, what happens? I mean, look what happened to us. I mean, you know, because of this pandemic, we all hunkered down in fear. We released our freedoms. We gave them over to Dr. Fauci and the government. And Lord have mercy. I mean, here we are. But thank God we're back at NRB a year later, because a year ago, we were just coming into it, and at NRB, and we were in Nashville, and it was just starting to, you know, come across the horizon. But here we are today. We're in Texas, and nobody's wearing masks. We can see everybody's face again. Thank God.
Hey. And but the whole idea that we should trust the government, I think, is the biggest lie, and that's being exposed.
Exactly.
I mean, I know I can't believe how many Christians just say, oh, just trust the government. Let me ask you this. Is the government composed of the evil people? Mm-hmm. Yes. Are there powerful evil people in government? Yes. So why would you trust powerful evil people, potentially powerful mm-hmm. evil people in government? You've got to verify everything. You've got to make sure they're telling the truth. And over and over again, we've been shown by this whole pandemic mm-hmm. or whatever, the scamdemic, whatever you want to call it, is that this is not that dangerous. This is not the Spanish flu. And what's even more amazing, astounding, is that Fauci himself came out and said the most people who died of the Spanish flu back in the early 1900s
yeah.
didn't die from the virus. They died from bacterial infection, mm-hmm. which came about by wearing masks.
Interesting. Well, you know, the other thing, too, and they really have tamped this down really quick. A couple of weeks ago, the CDC came back and said, hey, really, the actual death rate of COVID, only COVID deaths, we're not talking about comorbidities. Yeah. We're talking people who died of COVID less than 5%. Less than 5%. We're talking less than, you know, our annual flu. Yes, that happened, right?
Yeah.
And here it is. We stopped the economy. We've turned education up on its head. All the other things associated with this pandemic that's been out of control. We've been in. So people need to learn. But getting back to trust real quick, I just want to go back.
Yeah.
Who does the Bible say to trust?
Well, only God.
Amen. Amen. So, see, and the reason I say that is because I had to go through that, not necessarily about a pandemic, but other things in my life. And I realized, you know, God had to call me aside and say, who are you trusting? And, you know, so I got to go back to the Word. I got to go back and look at, you know, who I am to trust. And there's no doubt. You can only trust God. Because he's the same yesterday, today,
amen,
and forever.
And this brings us all back to the whole issue with the Black Lives Matter, because the black community has been trusting the government for far too long,
right.
when they shouldn't, because they've got a long history of knowing how bad the government was to the mm-hmm. black community. And the last person you want to trust is the government, because right. they've done the Tuskegee experiment.
Oh.
I mean, talk about all the bad things they've mm-hmm. done, even, you know, not to mention slavery.
Right, right.
So, but the American, the goal, the American dream, if you will, was always independence.
Exactly.
Was always that guy out on the frontier, you know, farming or taking care of himself, doing his own thing. The
a God-given principle, Neil.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And the government is doing its best to make us all subservient to it. Why? Because there are individuals in the government who realize that the more the population is enslaved to them, the more free labor they get in a sense.
Exactly.
And the more they can... So a lot of this is basically a battle between good and evil, just because there's a controlling... And this is exactly what the Bible says we're going to tend to, right?
Right.
The one world government. And so that's exactly where this is heading. We need to wake up.
That's the pretend one world government before we get the real deal. Because you always have the counterfeit precedes the
right.
legitimate, right.
right?
So we are, ladies and gentlemen, we are heading to a one world government, but we want the real one world government where Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that's coming soon because, oh, by the way, he did rise and he is coming back.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. Yeah.
Without a doubt. Well, you know, as you say about critical race theory and what it's done, I mean, here we are in today's America. We have more mixed marriages. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was talking with my good friend DeRoy Murdoch from Fox, and I said, DeRoy, what happens with these families? I mean, the kid comes, you know, from school, he's indoctrinated. He goes, hey, Mom, I found out, you know, at school today, you're good because you're black. Dad's white, he's bad.
He's evil. Right?
He's evil, yeah, exactly. Go, well, how, you know, what happens with that dinner conversation?
Well, and but here's the other problem. Think about those white kids. You know, they're taught that they're racist regardless of anything they do. You're dealing with the psyche of young kids. Kids who should not have to deal with this. Most young kids don't see color.
Yeah, I can tell you, where I grew up, we were mixed, and all we cared, because we all played baseball together, could you hit the ball? Can you throw the ball to first base? Can you tag the guy? That's it. We didn't worry about it. And it wasn't until I got to college, and that we had to start having race riots, and I go, oh my God, you are black. I had no idea. I mean, this is absurd. Yeah, and you're Mexican, too. Okay, yeah, well, go figure. Surprise, surprise. Neil Mammon has been our guest, executive vice president, co-founder of Every Black Life Matters. The website that they can go to?
Everyblm.com. Everyblm.com.
Neil, thanks for stopping in. I look forward. We got to continue this conversation. Look forward to having you
Thank
back.
Thank you, Bill.
Take
Appreciate
care. God bless.
God bless.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States attacked militants in the Middle East Sunday. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The United States carried out airstrikes Sunday evening near the Iraq-Syria border on Iranian-backed militias. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement that the strikes were ordered by President Biden in retaliation for a number of unmanned aerial vehicle attacks on American personnel and facilities in Iraq, calling them a matter of self-defense. It's the second time in his 5 months in office that Biden has ordered an attack on targets in Syria, the last coming in February in response to a rocket attack on American forces. The Pentagon says there have been a handful of UAV attacks and dozens of rocket attacks on U.S. forces in the area, prompting the latest round of airstrikes.
Iran's Ayatollah regime has refused to provide the images of its nuclear sites to the International Atomic Energy Agency. On Sunday, Iranian officials announced the monitoring agreement has expired. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and with us is Janet Boines from Janet Boines Ministries, and we're going to be talking about her new book, God and the LGBT Community, A Compassionate Guide for Parents, Families, and Churches. Janet, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's tell your story. This all came about, I mean, it came to a head, I guess, in the early 2000s, so about 2006, is when, you came to that crossroads, and you had to reconcile your lifestyle with, with biblical principles and your family and the culture, everything. You know, what was that like for you?
It was a difficult time. Actually, the ministry started in 2006. Mm-hmm. But to make a long story very short, when you're raised in a family of seven kids with four different fathers, you know, the man that raised you, which was not your biological father, you know, was very abusive at home. I call that intense fellowship. Would always break out at our home. And my mom's husband, who never divorced, who was my oldest sister and my oldest brother's father, he molested me, and I found out later in life that he molested another family member. And when you think about some of those things that happen, and you're playing sports, just to get away from things that are happening at home. I was very involved in activities, and people literally thought at that time I would be a lesbian, which they would call me, you know, a dyke back then in the 80s, you know, in the 70s. Yeah. You know, that's the way they looked at women that were lesbians at that time. And so I never really thought about it. I was just enjoying life.
Yes.
But my life was being shaped by my early experiences. You know, once I saw all these fights break out at my home, I made a vow and an internal declaration that I would never live the life my mom lived. I never marry a black man because I associate a black man with abuse and rape.
Wow.
And I wouldn't have kids out of wedlock because I had more, you know, half brothers and sisters than I wanted at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so as my life continued, you know, getting kicked out of school, you know, and 1976, I graduated. In 79, I moved to Minneapolis, Minnesota, where my eighth grade English teacher and her husband moved to because she worked for NEA, Minnesota National Education Association. And she got me back in school. And that's when, you know, I met a woman who invited me to church. We went to church as kids to Episcopalian church, and we were bused to different churches. So I really believe I gave my heart to the Lord, or, you know, said the salvation prayer as a child, but I didn't know what I was doing. I went to church and gave my heart to the Lord. And I dropped out of college and met a man that, you know, courted me, and he was Caucasian, that I thought I would someday marry, but that never happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, going back to, wow, what a story, and what you endured. I mean, the experiences that you've had. I mean, you can minister to people on so many levels because you've been there, and forget about buying the T-shirt. You own it and have worn it. And so you can, in terms of empathy, I mean, you can relate to so many people on so many levels. Now, when you had to reconcile this, first of all, the violation of molestation, were you old enough to where you realize, you know, what happened to you? Because a lot of times with young girls, they're molested by family members, and it's just so subconscious. It becomes so subconscious that it's not really understood until later on in life when, you know, suddenly the truth is revealed to them. How, you know, was that something that you realized early on that it had occurred to you, that violation?
I can relate to so many women and men because the abuse and the sexual, you know, assault on women and men are expediting. They are like growing exponentially. And what I realized is that the impact that that had on my life didn't really affect me until my early 30s. And I suffered in silence from the age of 13 till I was 21. And the sad thing about it, I already had guilt and shame, hopelessness, you know, afraid to tell my mother, but the fear came upon me. When I told her at the age of 21, she didn't believe me until another family member came 10 years later and confessed that they were raped by my mother's husband. That's when they believed me. So I had to deal with that shame and guilt and the pain that my mother didn't even believe me. And that's why a lot of young people don't even come and tell their parents, because they're afraid that they're not going to believe them. The trauma that has on a person impact them for a very long time. And you know what else? I don't have a desire to go back into that life, but the pain that I endured as a child, it still impacts me.
Of course.
I still feel that pain, even at the age of 63.
Yeah. Well, someone said, you know, with particular, you know, offenses, it's nothing that you get over, you get through it. And this is the thing that the people who perpetrate this, they're, you know, I don't know if they ever get to that point to realize that what they've done, what kind of offense they have executed on a child. Because you never, I mean, you carry that with you till the day you die, that this has happened to you. And but for the grace of God and God's redeeming, you know, grace, you know, how do you get to, and if it's hidden, then it's going to spin you out of control, and you not even realize what's going on. In, you know, to carry that with you, it's just, boy, I'll tell you, I just can relate in an empathetic manner for what, you know, pain you must have endured and how you deal with this even today. As you say, you're in your 60s, and every once in a while it hits you, and I know that
for me, there have been situations in my life that they come out of nowhere. It's like, this is where part of my prayer in the full armor of God, you know, one of the key essential elements is the shield of faith. It's that fiery dart that comes at you. And my prayer is daily that God would, you know, allow me to become so proficient in the utilization of the full armor of God, particularly the shield of faith, because it just seems that those firebrands are coming at us and they are intensifying, to your point. For whatever reason right now, you can say, well, Jesus is coming back soon and very soon, and the devil knows it, and he's intensifying his final breath of evil upon God's creation.
And God is faithful. And giving my heart to the Lord, you know, he's a father to the fatherless. Mm-hmm. And he's a husband to me because I've never been married yet. Mm-hmm. However, I looked at God the same way I looked at my father. Mm-hmm. I looked at God the same way I looked at my mother. She abused us as a kid. He abused her. She abused us, and I became the abuser. Think about it. What I was taught at home is that you handle your problems by going out beating somebody up. Or cussing them out, because that's what I saw at home. So that's what I did, because I thought that was the right thing to do. But, you know, most people thought I was a bad kid, but I wasn't a bad kid. It's just traumatic things were happening to me in my home. And when my first book came out, even though we're talking about my last book, God in the LGBT community, people understood, oh, my gosh, she wasn't a bad kid. This kid was traumatized. She was raped. She was beaten. Yeah. You know,
it's your reference. Your worldview's been altered. And you say it's the right thing to do. Is it the right thing to do or the acceptable thing to do because of the way you were raised?
Right. It was at that time for me the acceptable thing and the right thing to do because that's all I knew. I didn't know any better. You know, when you're living, you know, in poverty, you know, and you don't really have a dad around, you know, all the time, and your mom is raising seven kids, you take what you get.
Exactly.
You know, being the middle child, I didn't get the love and attention that my oldest and the two youngest got. And my mother died last year, and you know what? Even on her deathbed, even though I was there for 4 days and didn't leave her sight or leave that room when I got home, for some reason, I still wanted her to reach out to me, even though I knew she couldn't, and just embrace me and accept me. I was still looking for that affirmation from her.
Right.
Even though she did affirm me and said she was proud of me, I wanted more from her, and I knew I was never going to get it. But I always loved my mother, and I always took care of her. Because what you don't know, we can't hold them accountable for what they don't know. My mother didn't know. She was illiterate. She didn't understand it. But life went on, and the day that I was supposed to walk down the aisle in 1985, I met a woman.
I'll tell you what. Let's pick it up, only because we have to go to break. We've only got a couple seconds left. We're hearing the story of Janet Boynes, and we've got more from
her.
Your
way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Janet Boynes has the answers to tough questions about sexuality. You know, as you heard me say, you know that old saying, you know, been there, bought the T-shirt. I mean, she's experienced it and, you know, experienced it all. And she is such a such a resource to help us understand, because it is a bit, you know, admittedly a bit confusing in a sense with what's happening. We know that God has said certain things. Not certain things, I mean specifically, you know, about our sexuality. And here it is. We have this, you know, the idea, it's the LGBTQ community. And, you know, all that's happening in our culture, and we're trying to understand how do you understand it? I mean, here is a fellow human being made in the image of God. And what is our response living in the age of grace and wanting to be respectful? But by the same token, you know, when we get into situations where it starts entering into the political process and you start having, drag queens, you know, teaching your kids things, it's like, OK, what are we representing to our children, Janet?
Mm-hmm. You know, this is a tough thing. One thing I want to say before I answer that question is you do not have to compromise conviction to be compassionate. You know, and a lot of people feel like, you know, if I'm, you know, compassionate, then I have to love them and I have to accept that. But when we are becoming more complicit and feeling as though we need to give into the LGBT community, that's what the devil wants. You have to realize, you know, who's in charge of this this crazy thing that the world's going through. We know that homosexuality is not from God. We know God only created two genders, male and female. And there's a lot of people that believe that they're born that way. I mean, at one time, I thought that I could, you know, have a wife or change my sex until God got a hold of my heart. And, you know, I can never get back the years I lost, but he has redeemed the time. But I want families to know is that in spite of all things, yes, God does love you. God loves each and every one of us. But we have to understand that, and God was around sinners. But how long did he stay around the sinners? How long did he just give the message, and then he went on? Because everybody gets the message. Everybody will have an opportunity to get the message. But we know that God cannot, you know, support sin, no sin, whether it's overeating, lying, cheating, stealing, having sex outside of marriage. And so we have to come to a place to realize is that the enemy is out to kill, steal, and destroy.
Exactly.
And he will destroy you. He will kill you because that's what his job is on planet Earth, because there's no redemption for him. None.
Right.
And so why not blind the eyes of the people to make them believe something that is not according to biblical principles?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that at that time, my brother died in 1999 of AIDS. He was gay.
Yeah.
He cross-dressed. That's what they called it back then. They didn't call it transgender. But I want people to know that there's hope for them. And if they want any assistance, any help without any judgment, we'll do everything we can on our end to assist them. You know, it was a church that helped me come out of that life. It was Maple Grove. It was Assemblies of God Church that helped me come out of that life. And they walked alongside of me. They didn't try to change me. They just allowed God to change me from the inside out. And after a period of time, I wanted what all the other women wanted. I wanted to learn how to put on makeup. I wanted to, you know, dress differently. But they didn't force me. I came about that on my own. And that's what God does. He puts people around us to love us right where we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you mentioned, you know, the issue of forgiveness, you know, Jesus was really clear. You know, he was asked, you know, how often should I forgive somebody? Seven times?
Right.
Well, how about 70 times seven? I mean, as much as eternity is there, I mean, Jesus was extending a heart of forgiveness to all of us in an understanding that, you know, getting out of sin can be a process. I mean, I love it for those people when you hear these stories. I would say immediately, all of a sudden, I understood what I was doing, and I ran away from it, and I've never wanted to do it again. It disgusted me, you know, whatever it is, however they express it. But, and I go, well, God bless you for doing that, because I can tell you, you know, for me, some of these things have been a process. It's like, okay, I first of all, I realize, okay, I accept, you know, what the Father is telling me, and, you know, and I pray that he will help me, you know, just like the prayer of the man that Jesus confronted. He said, help me with my unbelief. Help me, because you have those areas where you want to believe God, you want to trust him, but it's just for whatever reason, there's something blocking the way. And God understands that, and his grace can cover it and take you through that process, right?
And it is a process. But we also know that, you know, the Bible is just a mystery. You know, the Bible talks about the wages of sin is death. It might not be a physical death, but it's most definitely a spiritual death.
Right.
You know, we can have our cake and eat it, too, to walk on this planet or to give your heart to the Lord. He never said that we would never be tempted. We wouldn't have trials. You know, we're going to have those things until we go home to be with the Lord.
Amen.
But we have to find a way to abstain from those things. And it's easy to go into sin. Any one of us could fall away from Christ any day. We have to make a decision to either do or not to do. To walk into drugs or have sex outside of marriage or go into homosexuality or transition, you still have to make the final decision. And to go against biblical principles, I think someday we're all going to pay a price for our sin, you know, but there's redemption. God
well,
is faithful.
Exactly. And in the book of Acts, it talks about that, you know, God really sealed, you know, the judgment standard when Jesus came. And what he did in, you know, going to the cross and in resurrecting, it's as if God set the timer. He set the hour hand. I talk about this in terms of the prophetic as well. But when I read this the other day, it really hit me, Janet, that, you know, God says it's done. Judgment has the standard for judgment has been cast. It's about his son. For all that God gave us in Jesus, if we don't accept Jesus, then, you know, that is really the standard that people need to reconcile. And there's no exception, you know, as I was reading what, you know, what Luke had written about in the book of Acts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the deal is sealed here. So at So just like when Jesus wept over Jerusalem for missing their appointed time, we all have appointed times. I mean, a lot of times there's decisions and, you know, they matter less. But there's some that are just so much more important. And your eternity is much more important. And that appointed time, you don't want to miss, do you?
No. And you know what? That's what keeps me going, knowing that I'm 63. I don't know if I'll live to 100 or if I'll live to the same age my mother lived to, 84. But what I do know is this life is going to pass away. And all that matters to me is eternal life. And that's why I do what I do, because I believe that I have been called for such a time as this to help men and women and families and pastors and ministry leaders have a better understanding on how do we deal with this issue, or if somebody wants out. Because I'm going to tell you, there's many that are degendering. Those that transition, we are getting emails and calls and saying, I want to degender. Can you afford to help me to have my breasts removed, men or women? Like, I want my breasts back. I just don't feel the way I did before I did all this. People are crying out for help.
Yeah.
And we want to be there to assist them the best to our ability. I'm just saying that if you want to understand, you know, how God worked in my life or what families can do or what pastors can do, the book God and the LGBT community can assist them with that.
It's not over, is it, Janet?
It's not over. It's not over until you die. You have a chance.
You know, it's like Peter. Here's Peter. You know, he's the one that Jesus said he's going to, you know, use him. He's going to be so key in his church, right? And Peter, it denounces Jesus. I don't even know. Three times, even though Jesus said, hey, you know, you think you're all that and you're willing to go to the cross for me, you know, and you're going to die with me and all this. But let me tell you, let me reconnect you with your humanity. You're going to deny me. And he was so distraught. But then Jesus saw him after the resurrection there on the beach. And he just said, hey, I want you to know you're still my guy. You know, you're still the one. And that's what Jesus is saying to everyone, you know, of all his creation. He says, hey, look at the deal still on between me and you. You know,
He knew his heart. He did something that Judas Iscariot wasn't going to do. Peter repented. Judas didn't. There's a difference.
Exactly.
You know, there's time for us to repent.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm glad we all still have that time. And I'm just grateful that Jesus died on the cross. And it is a process. You said that earlier, and I wanted to piggyback. You know what? Coming out of this life is not easy. This was a process for me from 1998 till now. I have no desire to go back in that life. I don't have a lot of gay friends. That's the choice I chose, but I still help a lot of people that struggle. I know of many people that have come out of that life. You know, one of my board members came out of that life, but he's been out of that life for over 20 years. You know, so we want to make sure that we're spending our time with people that can help us move forward. And get involved in your church. Get involved.
Exactly.
There are people there who will assist you and help you. The church is not a mean place. If you don't like that church, go to another church. If you go to a restaurant and you don't like their food, you go to another restaurant.
Exactly.
You go to the church.
Yeah.
Find a new church.
Exactly. And, you know, as you mentioned, you know, what happens when people, as they go through this process, it can be so difficult and so heavy on them. I mean, suicide has been an alternative for some, sadly, it's continuing. Yes, exactly. And it's on the rise. Janet Boines, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you, your book, God and the LGBTQ community. And please know, I look forward to having you back. We got to continue this conversation, okay?
Well, thank you. They can just go to my website, www.janetboynesministries.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.